Good morning, church family, and Merry Christmas a little early. Today is going to be a little different, and honestly, that's on purpose. We've got kids in the room today. We have families together, and today is going to be our Christmas celebration. So we're not going to do a typical, what I would say, a typical sermon for a Sunday morning. Instead, we're going to teach a little bit. We're going to sing a little bit. And all the way through, we're going to do this all the way through the Christmas story. So, if you grew up Catholic, this may feel very normal. Up, down, up, down. But if not, you'll get used to it. So, we'll talk about what God has done. Then we'll sing about it. And then we'll jump back into the story again. And then we'll sing again. So, it's going to be some singing and some teaching and some singing and some teaching. Hopefully, you guys enjoy that. A little bit of a break from me just talking, which is great. But listen, Christmas isn't just something that we listen to a pastor talk about. It's something that we celebrate, right? We want to celebrate Christmas. And if you do this together, we want everyone, kids, parents, grandparents, to remember this one simple truth. Peace doesn't mean everything is quiet. Peace means Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us. And over the last few weeks, we've walked through this Advent series together, and we've seen an unexpected king, an unexpected plan, an unexpected joy. And today, as we celebrate Christmas, we're going to finish this up with an unexpected peace. So let's begin what I would say is the best way possible, not talking about Christmas, but by singing the truth of Christmas together. Let's stand up and sing Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And to heaven and heaven and nature. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sound. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is. The world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and the wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of
song declares what Christmas is all about. Jesus has come. And because He has come, everything, remember that, everything changes. Now let's step back into the story and see how peace first entered the world. Look with me at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 to start. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. And they were filled with great fear. On the night Jesus was born, the Bible tells us there were shepherds in the field. Now, what were they doing? They were just watching their sheep. They weren't kings. They weren't princes. They weren't priests. They weren't important people at all. They were just ordinary people doing an ordinary job. And in the Jewish eyes, they were the lowest of the low. But suddenly an angel appears to them. Visualize this, guys. An angel appears. The sky lights up. God's glory shone all around them. Imagine. And the shepherds were rightfully what? Terrified. Rightfully terrified. Hey, kids, let me ask you something. If you were outside at night and an angel suddenly appeared to you, how would you feel? Scared. What else? Frightened. Terrified, maybe, right? You sort of escalate there. Scared, frightened, terrified. Yes, and rightfully so. Very, very scared. That's exactly right. So you're scared, and that's not a surprise, is it? I mean, you should be scared. And it's right in the middle of this fear, the angel said something very important. And I don't know if you guys heard this or not. But look with me at the next few verses, and we'll see what the angel has said here. Verses 10 and 11. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So let's jump forward one verse, go to verse 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased." Who does He have? Who has peace with Him? Those with whom He is pleased. Don't be afraid. Before God talked about joy here, before the angel talks about that, before He talks about peace, He speaks to the shepherd's fear. He speaks to fear in general. Boys and girls, I want you to raise your hands if you've ever been scared before. You ever been scared before? Even the adults are raising their hands. Of course you have. That's a lot of honest hands out there. And I appreciate the fact that the grown-ups jumped in. That's great. Now, when the shepherds saw this angel, they were terrified. Not just a little scared, not just a little frightened, they were terrified. When they saw him, they were terrified. But the angel doesn't do what? He doesn't scold them. He doesn't say, "How dare you shepherds be scared?" He didn't tell them to calm down. You know, he said, "Do not be afraid. Let me show you what peace looks like. Hold one hand up, guys. Hold your right hand up and put it in a fist. This is going to be fear. This is your fear, guys. Ever had that fear? Your stomach feels like a tight fist. You're just like, my stomach's upset. My thoughts are racing. My heart's racing. Right? Now hold up the other hand. This is peace. This is peace, right? Now peace doesn't mean that fear never showed up. Does it? I mean, peace, the fear is still there. But peace shows up. Peace means Jesus is with you even when you're scared. So you can still be scared and still have peace come upon you. Right? So place that open hand over top of the other, over the fist. Right? When Jesus is with you, your heart can settle. And so the fear may still be there. The fear is still there, right? But the peace has come over it. And it allows you to settle down. The angel didn't say, "Hey, guess what? There's nothing to be afraid of." There was something to be afraid of. There was this angel standing before him with all of God's glory shining upon the shepherds. They had every right to be scared. But he said, "A Savior. A Savior's been born. Don't be afraid. A Savior's been born. Jesus is the reason that we can have peace. That's why we can have it." Let's quickly pray together, right? Jesus, thank you for being with us when we're scared. Thank you for bringing peace to our hearts. Help us remember you're always near, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Kids, when the angels shared this good news, they didn't whisper it, did they? They come and go, "Hey, I've got a little bit of good news for you." He came in and said, "I have great news." He's in the heavens. He's talking in a loud, mighty, God-strengthened voice. And we've heard the good news as well. You've heard the good news. If you're a follower of Christ, you've heard the good news. You've accepted that good news. So let's sing loudly together about it. Let's stand and sing.
We have heard.
those angels weren't just celebrating a birth. They were celebrating that peace had entered the world. So let's talk about what kind of peace Jesus actually came to bring for us. The kind of peace. What was it? Is this a general peace or a very specific peace? The angel didn't say to the shepherds that life was going to be easy because of this birth. They didn't say the birth has come and now life is easy. He didn't say problems would disappear. He said a Savior has been born. Jesus didn't come to make life quiet. He came to make hearts safe. That's why the Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, look at me, I have it up here as well. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Peace doesn't mean no hard days, guys. It doesn't mean no fear. It doesn't mean no struggles. Who here follows Christ today and still has fear at times in their life? Has struggles in their life? Maybe have moments of anxiety in your life. Maybe things aren't going how you thought they should be going. Life's hard. But peace means this: God loves you. Absorb that for a moment. God loves you. God forgives you. And God is with you. He's not a distant God. He's not a God that we go, well, I know you exist, but you're somewhere out there and I have no relationship or connection to you. That's not the God we serve. That kind of peace that He brings, it works at school, kids. It works at home. It works at work. It works when life feels messy. Life feels messy every day for me, guys. There's so many things that go on, so many things that are demanding my attention, that want to pull me away from the Word of God, that want to distract me from the peace that I'm given through my Savior. And the beauty of that truth, of that peace that came, is it didn't come loudly. It came humbly, quietly. The shepherds wouldn't say discreetly, but everyone else would say discreetly. Let's stand up and sing a song that represents how that peace came into the world.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are low. I love thee, Lord. close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with you there. We'll be with you, Lord Jesus. We'll be with you, Lord.
That song reminds us that God's greatest gift came in what, guys? It came in the smallest package. And that peace was not just for the shepherds that received the message from the angels. It's for us. For us today, guys, this isn't a message from 2,000 years ago that has nothing to do with you. This is a message for each of us together. Look with me at John 14, verse 27. And here's what he says. John says, "Peace I leave with you." This is Jesus speaking. "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives you do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Kids, when you feel afraid at night, you're scared, when school feels hard, maybe someone's not being nice to you at school, when things don't make sense, maybe you just don't understand it. That's for kids and grown-ups. Jesus is with you. He's with you. Grown-ups, when you feel overwhelmed, when the pressure doesn't let up. You ever been there? It doesn't seem like it's going to let up. It's just on you the whole time. You can't get a relief. Maybe when Christmas, this season, feels heavy and not so joyful. Jesus is with you. Peace doesn't come from having everything figured out. We don't have to figure it all out to have peace. Peace comes from knowing Jesus is near you. If you know He's near you, if you've made Him the Savior of your life, you're following Christ, you can know the peace that He offers. In Romans 5, verse 1, here's what it says. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So we have to be justified through faith first. And once we've done that, once we allow Jesus to come into our hearts, to transform us, to justify us before the Father, then we can have peace. It doesn't say you've got to be perfectly sanctified. And thank God. Amen for that, right? I mean, if I had to be perfectly sanctified to have peace, I would not have peace. He's still sanctifying me. Still working on me. But He's justified me by my faith. And He's justified you that have accepted Him as your Savior by faith. And because of that, He says, you have peace with God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The baby in the manger didn't stay a baby, did he? And thank you, Lord, that he didn't. He grew up. He taught us about God. And he showed us God's love. And then he willingly went to the cross. That's love, guys. But why did he go to that cross? Why did he come in the first place? So our sins could be forgiven, right? So we could have peace with God in that order. So we would never be alone. Christmas peace leads to Easter hope. Christmas peace leads to the Easter hope. As we prepare to close, let's allow that peace to settle in our hearts. Let's stand and sing Silent Night.
Silent night.
Today's teaching, and I'm sure for some parents it's been too long, but I'm glad everyone's here. Let me just tell you what a blessing it's been to stand up here and be able to hear you guys sing. It is a blessing to me, and I know it's a blessing to the Lord as you sing to the Lord about the Lord. So as we close out today's teaching, don't leave looking for a perfect Christmas, guys. Don't leave looking for a perfect Christmas. Remember this as we leave. Jesus has come. God is with you. God is with you. Peace is available to each and every one of us. Not because life is easy, because we know it's not, but because Jesus is here. He's not a God that came, spent his time here on earth, and then left. He's here today. He's here with us because he promises that the Holy Spirit will be with us. So remember that as you go through this season. If you meet someone who's struggling, it's a hard time for a lot of people. Maybe the marriages aren't doing well. Maybe someone's passed away and they really miss them. I understand that. Maybe just they feel lonely. Maybe they feel forgotten. Maybe they feel like no one cares. Be that person that shows them that not only do you care, but that Jesus cares. That our Lord God cares about them. He cares about their hurt. He cares about their loss. He cares about their loneliness. He cares about their struggle. He cares about where they are. Jesus meets us where we are. And when we allow him to be Jesus, to be our Savior, our Messiah, the one that we follow and call King, he brings us to peace that only he can deliver, guys. This world is never going to give you peace, ever. It's impossible. If you've lived long enough, 3 weeks, 2 months, 6 years, I don't care how long, you realize that life is not fair. Life is not easy. The world's not on your side. The world's not rooting for you. The world doesn't care if you fall on your face and get stepped on or rise up and become the greatest person ever. It does not care. The only one, besides maybe your family, friends, and those here, maybe others, that really cares is Jesus. He cares about everything going on in your life. Every emotion you have, every hurt, every joy, he rejoices with you. Just remember that as we go through this, guys. Merry Christmas to each of you. I love you guys. I look forward to, as we step into 2026, I know we have another Sunday. As we step into 2026, guys, I'm excited to see what the Lord's going to do with us. Not individually as what he's going to do like in our lives, you know, like job-wise, but what he's going to do to use us to reach the lost, to touch the hurting, to touch the lonely, to touch the depressed, and deliver the only message that matters, and that is Jesus is everything. Jesus loves them, loves you, and desires a relationship with you, and through that is the only place that you can truly find peace. I love you guys. Let's close in prayer. Father God, I thank you for the gift that was sent so long ago, Father God. Lord, it's what a perfect plan. A perfect entry all the way to the cross, Lord, and then to the resurrection at the grave, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you have revealed yourself through your Son And Lord, this historical account that we've walked through this morning, Lord, I thank you that it's not just a story. It is truth, Lord. It's truth told through this story, Father God. And so, Lord, I thank you for that gift. I thank you for your Son. Thank you for the love that you have for us, that you desire for us to have a perfect relationship with you through your Son, through that justification that only comes through Jesus Christ. So, Father, bless this time as we step into the remainder of this Christmas season, Lord, as we go through the rest of this week. Father, give us opportunities to minister to the hurting, to the lost, to the lonely, Lord. Not make it about gifts, not make it about what we get, Lord, but what we can share, Father God. Lord, you have blessed us in the only way that matters, and that is the gift of eternal life. And so, Lord, we love you. I thank you. I pray for protection over us as people are traveling this week. Be with them as they travel and open up the doors for evangelism, Father. Just in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.